Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Speaking of ugly, let's talk about Jerry Jones. Okay? And I say that because, you know, he's old and decrepit. He's about 80 years old. I think he's going to be 79, I think I saw. Which I'm having fun with Jerry, but Jerry came out with his diapers and actually made one hell of a declaration finally, and I want to give him credit. Now, listen, Jerry's still a clown. His team is still a clown show. Okay, it's America's clown show. It's not really America's team. It's America's clown show is what they are, right? But he was talking a little bit about the Jimmy Johnson thing. And he said he's a great coach, and I'm proud to have him as a friend and proud to have the times we had. We just had a great experience. Then Jones, choking back the tears, said that it was his own fault that things didn't work out with Johnson. He says, I've never been able to know why I effed it up. I got to give Jerry, look, even though I have, little to no respect for Jerry Jones, because I think he's been the again, talking about owners getting in the way, right? I was just talking about that. And that's been the problem, that he's gotten in the way too much and still gets in the way too much. You know, he needs to shut the hell up and get the hell out of the way and just don't talk, man, and let football people run the team and that's it. But he, you know, he's got to have the spotlight. And he's got to bury it. Listen, as long as he continues to have his daily press conference and at after games and all that, nobody is ever going to have solid footing on that team as a head coach, because everybody's going to know who's in charge all the time, and it's Jerry. So they're going to go to Jerry instead of the coach. It's a disaster. But anyway, I got to give him at least a little credit, a little love, for finally admitting that he was the idiot. Right? I mean, Jimmy built you a monster. You were on a roll. Shut the hell up, dude. Enjoy the ride. But because he's so egotistical and he needs to have, he wants people to give him credit for the championship. You know, like he wanted, like he designed the team. He put it together. When it was all Jimmy, all three championships. Barry Switzer doesn't count. He didn't win no championship. That was Jimmy's assistant coaches and Jimmy's players, man, and Jimmy's culture that was in place. And at that time, there was no cap, so you could take advantage of it. I mean, it was incredibly stupid on his part to ruin something like that. That's like telling the modern-day Vince Lombardi, get the hell out of here. You know, because kind of that's what he was at that moment. I mean, if he produced three titles for you, dude, that's pretty nasty. And you don't even know, could you have won a fourth and a fifth title with that team? Maybe. Maybe. As dominant as that team was, with the kind of talent that that team had and the way they played for Johnson, come on, man. But I got to, at least I give him, it took him 400 years to finally admit it, that he was a complete moron. A selfish moron, by the way. That's even worse. Not only are you stupid, but you're selfish and stupid. Egotistical. Maniacal. Just crazy. But Jerry, I give you credit at least. At least you finally admit it. Why? Because you have failed for 20-something years after that. Because now you realize what Jimmy did at that moment, even though it was the non-salary cap era, which it would have been harder during the salary cap era to keep everybody together and keep things going, as all of you know that. But still, at that time, those were the rules, and Jimmy did a great job of putting together a team. A defense, a great quarterback, a great offense, Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame wide receiver, Hall of Fame running back, Hall of Fame offensive line. I mean, you know, it's pretty impressive what they were able to put together. And you just think about it. If you don't screw it up and you keep Jimmy around, how many more could they have won? And that's what Jerry has to live with. That instead of three, if you shut the hell up and get out of the way, maybe you have four or five. And who cares who did it, dude? We all give Robert Kraft a ton of credit. Okay? It's not just, we don't give him credit for going to the Asian day spa. We give him a lot of credit for having a coach in place, having a quarterback in place, and winning six titles. He gets it. Don't we give the Rooneys a lot of credit for all their coaches, right? From Cowher to Chuck Knoll to Mike Tomlin, to all the championships throughout the three coaches. Don't we give the Rooneys the credit in that one? We do it all the time. All of us have respect for the Rooneys. We don't have to be. I'm not a Steelers fan. I don't give a rat's ass about the Steelers, but I have immense respect for the Rooneys. I consider them royalty in the NFL when it's all said and done. I think they're great custodians of the league, helping in the proper rules to bring balance, providing their community, their fan base, an incredible team for 50 years now. I mean, don't we always give... Every owner that is a winning owner, they don't have to run the team for us to give them credit, man. How many times do we credit Mickey Arison, bro? All the freaking time. We love Mickey. Mickey runs his Heat team in an A1 fashion. He freaking hired Pat Riley. And they've done is win and bring us a ton of entertainment. Championships, trips to championships and conference finals and an endless amount of playoff trips. The Heat go to the playoff almost as a rite of passage pretty much every year under Mickey Arison. So what's Jerry Jones so worried about? Why is it that he's got to be making all the decisions? It's crazy, but at least I give him credit for the mea culpa and announcing finally that, yeah, you know what? I'm a screw up. Yeah, I'm a screw up. I did it. No doubt.